Today's Daf HaShavu Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olei HaShalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Ayin Amid Beis at the bottom of the Amid with the new Perik and Mishnah, Halacha Aleph of Perik Shloisha Sh'achlu. In the Vilner edition, it is on Daf Nun Amid Beis. Let us begin with a brief Hagdama concerning the topic of this Perik, which is the Inyan of Zimin. We are all familiar that there's an obligation of birchas hamazon, of benching after we eat a meal of bread. This is based on the pasuk, as we'll see in the Yerushalmi, v'achalto v'savoto v'erachto Hashem alekecho al ha'oretz ha'toyv asher nasan loch. You will eat, you will be satisfied, and you will bless Hashem, your God, for the good land that he gave you. However, there is an inyan of zimun. Zimun is only recited when there are at least three people who have joined to eat a meal together, and then one of the group is appointed as a leader, and there is an additional bracha to the benching. We know benching consists of three brachas from the Torah, and one that was made in Yavneh, which is only, most poskim say, the Rabbanan. Others say that a Tova Meitav is also derived, so we'll see this in further dafim in the Yerushalmi. But besides these three brachas min haTorah, there is the inyan of zimun. And zimun consists of the leader inviting the others to join him by saying, Nevorech she'achalnu mishalei, let us bless Hashem of whose food we have eaten. And the other people who are listening, they respond similarly by saying, Baruch she'achalnu mishalei yuvetuv hachayinu, blessed is he Hashem of whose food we have eaten and through whose goodness we live. And that itself is repeated by the leader. When 10 or more people eat together, then there's a special type of zimun which includes Hashem's name. Nevorech Elokeinu she'achalnu mishalei. By 10 people we add Hashem's name, Elokeinu. After zimun is completed, then benching is recited, and it used to be that the leader of the zimun would say the entire benching loud. He would be moitzi the group. They would fulfill their obligation through shomeya ka'ona, by listening in silence to his recitation and by answering amen. And this is really the best way to do zimun. However, today, when it's very difficult for people to listen and concentrate on every word of the leader, and by not concentrating, we are afraid that they will not fulfill even the basic obligation of benching. So now the custom is that each individual on his own recites Birchas HaMazon by himself, and at least the first bracha, the person who is in the group, says quietly the first bracha along with the leader. This is the basic structure of zimun, which our perek will discuss. There is a machlokas rishonim, the Rivid, the Hasogas to the Baal Hamor, which the Turin Aruch Chaim quotes in Simen Kuf Pei Ches Sif Vov. They are of the opinion that zimun is daraisa. However, the Ra'ah and the Meiri and the Ritva, they are of the opinion that zimun is midrabbanan. We will see, not on this stuff, but in the next stuff, that the Chazon Ish in our Chaim, in Lamed Aleph, is of the opinion that the Stam Sugi in the Bavli holds that zimun is daraisa, and he says that the Yerushalmi holds like that as well, and we will point that out when we learn that Yerushalmi in our next shir. Let us now begin the new Perek and the new Mishnah of Shloisha Sh'achlu. Begins the Mishnah, Shloisha Sh'achlu Kach, has three people who ate together as a group and not as single individuals, Chayovim L'Zamein. They are obligated to stay together and bench together. The Charedim in Divrei Maskil L'Zamein explains it, which is the third medium wide line, lizamin lizdamin yachid levorech beloshin rabim nevorech shachal mishaloi. They are obligated to stay as a group together, and in the plural form, to to say, Nivorech, let us bless Hashem that we have eaten from him. Not as single people, but as a group together. So one of the main characteristics of Zimman is the Rabbim, Nivorech, let us bless Hashem. I just wanted to point out something stylistically, that the Charedim in the last Perek, at the end of Perek Shishi Ketz Mevorchim, we pointed out that the entire Pirush of the Charedim on the Mishnah is from Harav Ovadia Mibar Tanura. So it's interesting, there he begins the Charedim on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, Mefarishlo Harav Rav Ovadia Vizel Shoinai. Then he goes through the whole Mishnah, and he ends off right before the Gemara, the first wide line at the bottom, Atkan L'Shainai. Here, in this Mishnah, he also quotes the entire Rav, the entire Rav Avadja Mibar Tanura. But the only difference is the first piece, we're going to see, he brings a Machloikis Rishonim between the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh. This is not brought down in the Rav, but from Lezamein until the end of the Mishnah on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, is all from the Bar Tanura. But at the beginning, he doesn't tell us it's from the Bar Tanura. When you come to the end of the whole long Charedim, right before the Gemara begins, it says, Ad Kan L'Shoinei HaRav Avadia. And meanwhile, he's been quoting the Rav Bar Tanura through the entire Mishnah word for word. So what's interesting is that in the last Perek, he tells you at the beginning that it's Rav Avadia, and he ends off, Ad Kan L'Shoinei. And here, he doesn't say a word about Rav Avadia until he gets to the end of the whole Mishnah, and there he tells you who he's quoting, which is Harav Avadia, and it's just an interesting change in style. But in both Mishnahs, he quotes Rav Avadia word for word, explaining the Mishnah. Now let us, before we go on, learn a very fundamental machlokes in the first Charedim here, where the Rosh quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah and he disagrees with him. Let's learn it inside. Kosev Harav Rabbeinu Yonah Shekovu Atzman Biyachad Mitchil Lamoitzi. When we say that Shloisha Sheochel Ka'achas, what does it mean they ate together? They were Koveya themselves. They established themselves at the beginning by Hamoitzi. Lidid Hu Baseba. In their time it was leaning down and eating each one on his own little table. Mesubin. Well, Lidi Dan, the way we do it, we don't lie down. The only time we do that is on Pesach at the Seder. Well, Lidi Dan, by us, be yeshiva ala shulchan. We are by a big table, and each of us sit at a big table. When we sit down together at a table, that is our kviyas of a suda. Oz, einim rishon l'chalik, they are not allowed to split apart. Avalim loy nikvu yachal birchas amaitzi, but if they did not gather together as a group for birchas amaitzi, rishon l'chalik. Let's say they only, when they're up to the appetizer, they got together as a group. Then they don't have to remain together till the end. So according to Rabbeinu Yonah, they have to be together from the beginning till the end. If they started in the middle of the Suda together, there's no Chiv of Zimmet, Vili Nira. However, the Rosh, who is quoting the Rabbeinu Yonah, says, I disagree. I hold Kedivra Meforshim, like the Meforshim, Sha'afal Pishloi Bircha Maitz B'yachad, even though they did not say the Bracha Maitz together as a group, Ela Acher Kach Nikfu Bachil Yachad, only afterwards they came together as a group to eat together. Nikfu Lezimun, they are koyved themselves for Zimun, the Ein Rishon L'Chal, they cannot divide themselves, Ad Kan L'Shon HaRosh. So there's a fundamental machloikis here. Is Zimun only a Chiyuv if they were together from beginning, from Amaitzi till the end of the Suda, or is Zimun a Chiyuv even if they were only together from the middle of the Suda? They don't have to be together at the beginning. The Rabbeinu Yonah holds you have to be from beginning to end, and the Rosh holds that you can even join in the middle as a group, and then you're not allowed to split apart. There is a Chiyuv of Zimun. I have heard in the name of Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Philadelphia Yeshiva, and I've spoken to Talmidim of the Philadelphia Yeshiva that have borne this out, that Reb Shmuel was of the opinion that if Bachram, let's say, after Shachris, they come in to eat breakfast, and each one comes in at a different time. You can have somebody starting early and finishing early, someone starting late and finishing late, someone starting late and finishing early. So even though there might be a moment, a couple of moments, where all three people are sitting at the same table, but that is no kvius at all. That's not a kvius in the beginning, and it's not a kvius in the middle, and it's not a kvius at the end. They just happen to be sitting near each other, but they weren't kaveh themselves at any time to eat together as a group. So they remain individuals, even if they're sitting right next to each other. And as a result, they do not have a chiv and zimun. Our whole machlokes rishonim over here is, do you have to be a group sitting down to eat together from the beginning to the end? Or is it enough if you establish yourself as a group in the middle till the end? Then you don't have a right to split up, and you have to do zimun together. But in the way yeshiva bachurim eat in the yeshiva, they're not sitting down together as a group. They're learning after davening, and one comes in at one moment, one comes in later. That is v'chlal not considered any kvius, and there is, according to all shitas, and that's where Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky shlita paskins, that is not considered a kvius at all. There is no chiyuv zimun. And we now will begin to learn certain items which appear to be things that one is prohibited to eat. And we will see that afal pi kein, if one of the people was sitting there in the group had eaten one of these things, he would be mitzarif, he would join together as a group for zimun. If the item, in fact, was totally a dover ha'asur, so then he would not be allowed to join together. In fact, there's a machlokes rishonim whether one could even bench. According to the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yutes, the Rashba and the Ritva, they all hold that the person doesn't even bench, because a person doesn't recite any blessing upon eating things that are usur. However, the Raiva there in Hilchos Brachos argues on the Rambam, and so too the Rosh, and they hold that the only time that eating something which is usur prohibits a person is only from zimun. But Birchas HaMazon, where after all the person had hanoah from the food, even though he did an aveira by eating something which is prohibited, afal pi kein, he would make a Birchas HaMazon. He just does not make zimun. Now, the reason why he doesn't make zimun is because, as we've explained in the sugya, zimun is when a group sits down together in a permanent manner to eat together. However, someone who's eating a dover ha'asur, that cannot be considered that the person is sitting down as part of a group. That is like eating fruit together. When people eat fruit together, there is no zimun or a snack together. It's only when you're eating a meal of bread and you have in a permanent manner, you're sitting down as a group. Eating something that's usur can never be considered in a permanent manner, and therefore, even the Ravid who says you have to bench on something that was usur, which you had enough from, but he also agrees that zimun, you cannot be mitzarf together, because there is no kvius to eat something that is usur. However, the items at the beginning of the Mishnah here, although they appear to be a dover usur, the person who's eating it could be mitzarf, and in each case that the Mishnah will now bring down, we will have to explain why, in fact, it is permitted for him to be part of the zimun when it looks like that he is eating something usur. The first one of these items, which appear to be usur, but do not prevent the person from being mitzarf to the zimun if he ate this item, is demai, says the Mishnah. Ochal demai. If a person ate demai, let us look in the Haredim, what is demai? Peiris amoretz krim demai. The peiris that I get from a amoretz, from the unlearned general population, what does the word demai mean? Kaloimer da mai. What is this? I have a question. Me'usor in hain or loy. Was maiser taken from these fruits or not? Lefisha hain cheshud nala maisers. The amoretz are suspected of not tithing. So min ha-Torah, you can go after Rov. Rov amaratzim were people who did give miser, but there was a minority who did not. So min ha-Torah, you could eat it, no problem. You go after Roif. You go after the majority. But Midrabbanan, they prohibited it. V'im achov lo yisur mevarchlov. However, if the person did not give meiser when he bought something from the Amoritz, he can still make a bracha. He would bench, and he would be mitzurf to a zimun. V'loy havi mitzvah bob aveira. It's not considered a mitzvah that's coming through the aveira of eating d'mai. Why? D'roiv ha-ma'aretz ma'asrimim. So the Charedim here is quoting the Rav, and the Rav gives us the reason, because most Amoratzim did give ma'aser. Therefore, this iser, although mid'rabbanan is usher to eat it unless you first gave ma'aser when you bought from an Amoretz, because you have to worry about the minority, but since Manatar you can go after the majority, it's not considered such a permanent, an absolute iser that would prevent the person from being mitzurif to a zimun. This is the Charedim in the name of the Rav. However, in the Bavli Brachas of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, we find a different reason. The Gemara there says that even though the Rabbanim prohibited demai, but they allowed it for aniyim. You could feed aniyim with demai. They didn't make their iser absolute that no one's allowed to eat demai. An ani is allowed. And since every person at any moment can be mafkar all his nechasim, he can take away his ownership from all his property, and at that moment he would become an ani. So again, it is not considered an absolute iser, it's a potential iser, demai. But since a person could be mafkar his nechasim, and then he would be an ani, and he would be eligible to eat demai, therefore, even if he was not mafkar his nechasim, this will not prevent him from being mitzarf to a zimun if he ate the demai without taking off maisers. The next item that appears to be usur is umaiserishin shenitla trumasa, maiserishin from which truma was taken. So in order to understand what the Mishnah is speaking about, let's give a brief hakdama and review the halachas of trumas and maiseris when a person has a field that he has to give to the Kohen and to the Levi. From each crop, a person has to give to the Kohen, the average is 1 out of 50. If he wants to do better, he can give 1 out of 40. If he wants to do the worst, he would give 1 out of 60. But the average is 1 out of 50, 2 out of 100. That he would give to the Kohen. That is truma. From what remains, if we're speaking about 100 bushels that he gives 2 to the Kohen, there's 98 bushels that remain. From the 98, he gives Meiser to the Levi. Meiser tithing, that's a tenth. So he gives 9.8 bushels to the Levi. From what remains, which is approximately 90 bushels, he would separate another 10%. And this would be in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 6 years of Shemitah, of that cycle. It becomes Meiser Sheni, and it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, or the person redeems it, and he spends the money in Yerushalayim. In years 3 and 6 of the 6-year cycle before each Shemitah, because Shemitah is potter from Trumas and Meisers, so that doesn't go into the Cheshbon, the 7th year of the Shemitah cycle. But in years 3 and 6, instead of Meiser Sheni, it's Meiser Ani. Now the Levi, when he receives his 9.8 in the example that we gave, he has a further obligation to give Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. So what is the case here in our Mishnah, where we said Meiser Rishon, Shenitla Trumasa, Miseration, from what Truma was taken, which would appear to mean the Trumas Miser, the Levi, gave to the Kohen as he was supposed to. So what is the appearance of eating something prohibited? Let us look in the Charedim, who's quoting the Rav, Shenitla Trumasa, approximately in the middle of the medium wide lines, Shenitla Trumasa, V'afal Pishalay Nitla Mimenu Truma Gedoyla. Even though Truma Gedola wasn't taken from it. You're right, Trumas Meiser, the Levi gave to the Kohen. But the Truma Gedola, the 2 bushels in our Marshal out of 100 that was supposed to originally been given from the owner to the Kohen, was not given. What's the case? Kagon. Ben Levi, Shehigdim is a Kohen. he jumped the gun. He took his meiser before the kohen took his truma. He took the meiser when the produce had not yet been piled up and smoothed out, which is called miruach. He took it at an earlier stage before this took place, because the chi of truma is only when it's piled up and smoothed out. So he took it earlier. Before the kohen took his truma gedol, the levi had taken his meiser. The kohen should have taken his truma 1 out of 50. The Rachmana Karye Rashis. The Torah calls truma Rashis the first item that is supposed to be given. Nimtzas truma gedoyle shall koyin betoycha meiser hazeh echad mechamishim shaboy. So the truma gedoyle of the koyin is in the meiser that the levy took. There were 100 bushels, the levy took 10. So the koyin's truma is mixed into what the levy took. Levad mi trumas meiser shall levi lahafish truma mi meiseroi. That's besides the second truma, which we call trumas meiser, which the levi was supposed to give to the kohen. So now we have really two obligations of truma in what the levi took. The original truma gedola, the rachis, that should have been taken first but wasn't taken first. And we have the trumas meiser. Vashminim asnisen dehocha depater halevi lahafish remena truma gedola. So here is what looks wrong. The Mishnah says Meiser Rishon Nitla Trumasi, the Trumas Meiser was given to the Kayin. However, the Levi didn't give the Kayin his Truma Gedoyla. So the owner didn't give the Truma Gedoyla, and the Levi didn't give the Truma Gedoyla. The Mishnah is teaching us that he didn't do anything wrong if he didn't give the Truma. The Levi has a Ptur, he's not obligated to, in this case, to give the truma, the siv. Vari moise mimenu trumas Hashem, meiser mena meiser. The Levi has to give trumas meiser. He has to give a tenth from the tenth that he took from the Yisrael. He now has to separate from the meiser. He has to give a tenth of that meiser as trumas meiser to the kohen. So Chazal make a drasha, meiser mena meiser amarti loch. Hashem says, I told you to give meiser from meiser, veloy truma gedoyla v'trumas meiser mena meiser. However, I did not tell you to give two trumos. In this case, where the Levi took his meiser before the obligation of truma came about, which, as we said before, is when it's piled up and smoothed, that's when the chi of truma begins. The Levi jumped the gun and took it before it was piled up and smooth. So in that situation, the Torah tells us that you only have to give trumas meiser. The Levi has to give the kohen only trumas meiser. He does not give the kohen the truma gedoyla, the rachis, which was never separated from this. So here is an item that looks like there's something wrong. Truma wasn't given, only Trumas Meiser. But as we explained, there is in fact no obligation in this case to give Truma Gedola, and therefore the Levi who ate his Meiser and gave Trumas Meiser and didn't give Truma Gedola, he's not doing anything wrong, and he is Mitzarev to a Zimun. Continues the Mishnah, the third and fourth items are Meiser Sheni Vehegdish and Niftu. As we explained before, Meiser Sheni, a person has to eat in Yerushalayim, or he has to redeem it and then spend the money in Yerushalayim. But when he redeems it, the halacha is that he has to add a fifth of the value. So also, if a person is Magdish, he sanctifies for the Beis HaMikdash produce, he can redeem it and give the money to Hegdish and then eat the fruits. But when he redeems it, he has to again add a fifth. So our Mishnah says that Meiser Sheni Vehegdish and Niftu, they were redeemed. So what is the appearance of something that is wrong? Let us look in the Charedim in the last line. He only gave the keren, the actual value of the item, the Meiser Sheni fruits or the Hegdish fruits. He didn't give the fifth. The halach is that the owners have to add a fifth. Our Tana is teaching us that the Chomesh is not Ma'akev. So although, again, it appears to be something wrong, in fact, the person who ate the fruits and he had not given an additional fifth, although it appears that something's wrong, it's not ma'akev, and therefore the person could be added, join up to the zimun. It's not considered a mitzvah habav ba'avera, a mitzvah that's coming through an avera. As we turn to daf, ayin aleph, amid aleph, v'hashamish achol kezayis. The shamis, the waiter who ate a kezayis, so what is the appearance of something wrong? Let us see the charedim. The maud is the same, I would have thought. Kivin shashamish ain le'kviyis. He is not really sitting or reclining at the table. He's coming and going, serving the people. So even though he ate a kezayis, which is the minimum shear, the minimum amount that would allow him to join up with the zimun, so I would have thought that even though he ate a kezayis, but there's no kviyis, because it's not only important to eat a kezayis, but you have to be with the group. He's coming back and forth. He's not with the group. I would have thought so. I would have thought a mizamnil of kamash malan, that since that is the way that he eats while he's coming and going on the job, that he could be mitzarev, and he is part of the group. Now the Charedim tells us what's the key point of all of the cases we've learned until now. All of these cases, although it appears that there's something wrong, and that the person's doing an avera, and therefore he should not be allowed to be part of the zimun, it's not a mitzvah of avera, it's not a bracha that's coming through an avera, and he is allowed to be part of the zimun. The final one who goes into this category is vahakusi, and on all these cases, mizamnin aleya, and all the cases we've mentioned so far in the Mishnah, you could add all these people to the zimun. Now, what is a kusi? Let us see the chredim in the name of the Rav. Min hagoyim, the third wide line on top, min hagoyim shehevi melech asher mikuta, umishara ratzes, v'yoshev esom bar yisharmrat. The king of Asher mixed up the entire population of the world, and he brought these people from Kus and other lands, and he settled them in the cities of Shomron. Viniz Gairu, Me'emus Arroya, Shoya Oichlum Bahem. Kimifurishim Sefer Malachim. We find in Malachim that there were lions that were killing the people, and these Kusim were afraid, and they decided they were going to become Gerim. While Yeshayimim Tarish Shabiksav, they kept the Tarish Shabiksav. V'chol HaMitzvah, Sheikh Zikuba, Medaktikim Ba, Yoshim Yisrael. The Gemara tells us that any mitzvah that a kusi actually did, he was more scrupulous about it, more careful and medaktik than a Jew. Lefika Chayim Aminim Ben Miksas HaMitzvah. So Chazal trusted them concerning some of the mitzvahs. This was in the time of the Tanoim. These are Gerei Arroyos. They became Gerim out of fear of the lions. But now, we're not sure if their commitment was total. Whatever they accepted, they did better than the Jews. But did they do everything like a Jew? Ad Shabbatku Achreim. They checked. This was in the times of the Amoroyim. U'matzalem d'mus yoyna b'raish ha'agrizim. They found that there was an Avodah Zarah in the form of a dove on top of Har Grizim. Shehoya oiv demoiso, they used to serve it. But umi'oz, from that time on, as we find in the Gemara, in Chulin, Daf, Vav Amid Aleph, from that time on, Asum ki goyim gemurim, Chazal said that they have a din of a goy, l'chol divrayim. Hilka cho'inna eim ezamin alakusi. As we're going to see at the end of our Mishnah, it says, v'hanachri eim ezamin alin. A nachri, of course, cannot be part of a zimun. So our Mishnah that says a kusi could be part of a zimun, that's speaking about before Chazal discovered that they were goyim gemurim, they were serving avodah zarah. Says the Rav that today, when we know in the times of Amoraim they discovered that they are really of the avodah zarah, and therefore they have a din of a goy, so our Mishnah would not be applicable today. If we know that a person is a kusi, we have to assume he's a goy, and therefore he will not be part of the zimun, although our Mishnah says that he is part of the zimun, because our Mishnah is in the time of the Tanoim, when they had not yet established that these were complete goyim. So until now, we have learned all the cases that appear that the person is doing an avera, and he should not be mitzarf to a zimun, and yet, for one reason or another, we are mitzarf the person to a zimun. And the next cases in the Mishnah are going to be cases which where the person who's eating this item is actually doing an isser, and therefore ein mezamnin aleihem. And each case will be a contrast with the similar case of the reisha of the Mishnah. Continues the Mishnah. Now we have the list of the ones who are actually an isser. Avol, ochal, tevel. But if a person ate tevel, what is tevel? Let us see the charedim. Three lines before it becomes wide. Ochal tevel, dogen shloi nitla mimenu truma umaisus kori tevel. If truma mais was not taken off grain, then it's called tevel. What is the meaning of the word tevel? Upirush, tevel tav loi. It's not good. This grain is not good. Trumas and mais were not taken. Now, in all the cases that we're going to have from now till the end of the Mishnah, there's always a chiddush. The ain sarach lamar tevel deraisa. We don't have to mention that if tevel deraisa was not given, if the item is tevel from the Torah, then, of course, the person who ate that cannot be mitzarf to a zimun. Ella afilo tevel derabbanan. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if the tevel is only derabbanan, Midaraisa, there was no obligation to give trumas and maizus. Kegoin, dogen shet samach baatzitz, like grain that grew in a flower pot. And the Rav, the Charedim here, is missing two words which the Pnei Moshe supplies. If you look at the first wide line in the left-hand column, where right across from where we are now in the Charedim, ukegoyin shezaroi ba'atzis she'enoi nakov. Those two words, she'enoi nakov, are missing from the Charedim here. And they're crucial words. In other words, there's an atzis nakov and an atzis she'enoi nakov. There's a flower pot that has a hole in it, and the earth that's in the flower pot is connected through the hole to the earth upon which it is sitting. That has a chiyuv of trumas and maizus midaraisa because it's getting its nourishment from the earth. And we learned out from psukim that anything that comes from the earth has a chiyuv of trumas and maizus. But here we are speaking about an atzus she'ena nakev, where it's not perforated. There is no hole. So it's not connected to the ground. Then there's no chiyuv midaraisa of trumas and maizus. However, the Rabbanan did obligate it in trumas and maizus. Therefore, the person who doesn't give trumas and maizus is doing a transgression midrabbanan. And the chiddush of our mission is that this transgression of the rabbanan is enough to disallow him from being part of a zimun. That's the chiddush of tevel. Not only tevel deraisa, but even if it's only tevel midrabbanan, he cannot join to a zimun. Back to the Mishnah, the second case where he can't join. Umaiser Rishon shelo nitla trumasai. Maiser Rishon, where truma was not given. The first case in the Mishnah was demai, and here the case is tevel. The first case in the Mishnah was maiser Rishon shen nitla trumasai, and here the opposite case where he's not part of the zimun is maiser Rishon shelo nitla trumasai. So again, if the charedim, the name of the rav, is going to explain that it doesn't refer here to trumas meiser. We would have said that if it's the opposite of the first case in the Mishnah, the first case, shenit l'trumasai, means trumas meiser was given, truma gedoyla wasn't given. Here, if we're going to learn meiser reason, sholainit l'trumasai means trumas meiser wasn't given, well, that's a tevel. Let us see the charedim, third wide line. U'meiser reason, sholainit l'trumasai, lav trumas meiser kamar. It doesn't mean, it's not the exact opposite of the first case where there it's nitla trumaser means trumas meiser was given, and here it means trumas meiser was not given. The high tevel gomeru, that's tevel. And there's no chiddush. Elo, kegoin, shehigdim levi, esakarim, bekri, la'achashin, esmarech, v'hukful, truma menatoira, v'natl meiser, rishin, tchila. So in other words, the way it's different than the first case in the Mishnah is there, as we explained, the meiser was taken before miruach, before it was smoothed down, before it was piled up and smoothed down. So there was no chiv of truma v'gedoyla. And therefore, although he didn't give truma v'gedoyla, there's no problem with the eating the meiser as long as trumas meiser was given. Here it's speaking about where the levi jumped the gun, but he did it after miruach. Then there's a chiv of truma. Ve'echad mechamishim sheboy yirila truma gedoyla. One out of 50 is supposed to go for truma gedoyla. L'kayin. V'choz man shalai nasim yimena truma gedoyla zu. Af al pi shehifrish trumas meiser. Eim izam alav. So when it says here, shalai netla trumasa, here we're referring to truma gedoyla. Trumas meiser was given in both cases, in the Reisha and the Seifa. But in the Reisha, Truma Gedoyla was not given, and in the Seifa, Truma Gedoyla wasn't given. But here, it's a problem. Had he, the Levi, taken the Meiser before Miruach, like we explained above, there Truma Gedoyla is not obligated. There's no Miruach yet. And therefore, if the Levi eats the Meiser, we can be mezamen on him because he gave Trumas Meiser, and Truma Gedoyla is not chayven. But the Bavli learns from Psukim that tour of Truma Gedoyla is only if the Levi jumped the gun before Miruach. But if the Levi jumped the gun after Miruach, then there was already a chiyuv to give it to the Kayin. And now we do not say, as we saw in the Chredim before, that Meiser min a Meiser amarti loch v'loi Truma Gedoyla vitrumas Meiser min a Meiser. That's only on Kaidim Miruach. But la'achem Miruach, yes, you have to give two Trumas. The Levi would have to give Trumas Meiser, which he did, but he also has to give Truma Gedoyla, which he did not do. And if he ate that Meiser without giving Truma Gedoyla, then he's committing an Aveira. It is a bracha. It is a mitzvah above Aveira, and he would not be mitzarif to a Zimun. The next case in the Mishnah, Meiser Sheni V'Hegdesh Shalai Niftu. Now, what does it mean that Meiser Sheni V'Hegdesh were not Niftu? If there was no pigeon at all, and he ate it, and he should have eaten it, then you Shalayim, the Meiser Sheni, and the Hegdesh, he shouldn't have eaten it all because it's Hegdesh. So he's doing an Aveira. That's Pashut. Let's see the Charedim. In the name of the Rav, Meiser Sheni V'Hegdesh Shalai Niftu, Ein Tzorch Lomer Shalai Niftu Klal. The Mishnah didn't have to tell us a case where there was no pigeon at all. The Ha Milsa Dipshiti. That's simple. That he cannot be mitzarf to Zimun. Elish and Nivdu. There was a pigeon. But Vlay Nivdu Kilson, there was no pigeon according to the dictates of Halacha Kigoyin. Shapata Meister Sheni Begru Torah Shel Kesef. He was part of the Meister Sheni. He redeemed it with pieces of silver. Oy Bematbe Hashem of Tzur. Or with a coin. A slug that had no picture on it. Rachmana Amar, the Torah says, Vitzar to Hakesef. And the Chazal learned that means bedover sheyesh boi tzura. You have to give silver with something that has a design on it, not a slug that has no design on it. Vehegdish shechilu ba gabi karka. He was paida, but he didn't do it correctly. He was paida hegdish by giving the ground to hegdish instead of giving hegdish money. V'loy paida bekesef. He did not give money. Rechman Amar v'nosan es hakesef. It has to be something that is given from hand to hand. And karka you cannot give from hand to hand. And therefore, if you did that for pigeon, it does not suffice. So the bottom line is that it's not just he didn't give a chaimish like we had in the Reisha. Chaimish is not ma'akev. There he's not doing an aveira by eating it without giving a chaimish. But here, where he did a pigeon but not correctly, it's as if he didn't do any pigeon, and therefore he's transgressing an iser by eating the Meiser Sheni and the Hegdish, therefore he's not mitzarif to a zimun. V'hashamish she'ochal pachas megezayis. The shamis, the waiter who's serving, but he ate less than a gezayis, says the Charedim in the name of the Rav. Mishnah she'en tzrichi. Really, the Mishnah didn't have to say that. That's pashut. As we learned before, the only way you can be mitzarif to a zimun is if he ate a kezayis. So obviously, if he didn't eat a kezayis, forget about the fact that he's a shamish, but there's no kezayis. He can't be part of the zimun. Ela, aydi dehadir l'ruba l'tzar v'chadun nami l'ha. Since every case of the Reisha has a partner in the Seifa, in the Reisha, it appears to be an iser, but really there's no problem. Mitzarif to zimun. In the Seifa, there is a problem. So since we had for each case of the Reisha a parallel case in the Sefer where it's a problem, so here, although there's no Chiddush that Shamish Achol Pachas Megezayis is not Mitzarif, but since all the other cases had a parallel, so the Mishnah, even though it didn't need to spell this out, just to be symmetrical, gave for every case of the Reisha a parallel case in the Sefer where Ein Mezamnin. And the final one is V'Hanochri. And in all of these cases, the din is Ein Mezamnin Aleihem. And the Rav explains, in the Charedim Divrei Maskev HaNochri, Beger Shemol V'loy Tovel Mayri. Again, just to tell us that a goy is not mitzarif, of course not. A goy is not chayiv in benching and zimun. this is speaking about a ger who had milah, but he didn't have tefillah. Vashminin dechol kamish letovo goyhu. As long as he has not finished off with tefillah, he's considered a goy. Ula oilam ain a ger achim oviyit boil, and he's not considered a full fledged ger until he has both milah and tefillah, and therefore such a ger shemol v'leitovo. That's what the Mishnah is speaking about. He has a din of a goy. He's not mitzarf to zimin. And the Charedim concludes, although as we pointed out, he didn't tell us at the beginning of this entire Mishnah that he's really quoting verbatim the Rav Oivadya Mibar Tanura, but here at the end he spells it out, Ad kan l'shaynei harav Oivadya. Every word that the Charedim has in this Mishnah, except as we said for the opening Charedim, but everything else is all the exact words of the Bar Tanura on our Mishnah. Begins the Gemara, Shloisha Shachol Ka'achas Chayovin Lezame. That's how our Mishnah began. Ask the Gemara, Hocha here, which is really referring, as we see in Ois Aleph in the Masoreis HaShas, our Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Oz Vahadar edition is on Daf Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. Hocha here, in Halacha Dalet, we learned that Ein Rishon L'Chalik, that three people eating together are not able to split apart. They have to have a zimun together. V'koyitmar, and here in our Mishnah, we have learned Chayovin L'Zamen, that they're mechuyev to be mezamen. Now, there are those Meforshim who learned this question of the Yerushalmi as a contradiction. We, however, will follow the Charedim who quotes the Rabbeinu Tzorfas, the rabbis of France, and the Rabbeinu Yoina, and the Rosh, and they explain that this kasher of the Yerushalmi is exactly what the Bavli on Daf Nun Amud Aleph asks in the next Mishnah, that Taninan called a Zimna, Vitarti Lomali. It's not a stira, it's just a question. Why are we repeating the same halacha, that three people have a chiyuv in Zimun? So the Gemara gives a teret, Shmuel Omar, Kan B'tchila, Kan B'soif. Here it's at the beginning and here it's at the end. Let's see how the Charedim learns this line of Gemara, Kan B'tchila, Kleimer. De'i tani chad zimna, if it would just have been written one time that three people have an obligation in Zimun, loy hayinu lemeidem chiyuv elo kishe'ochlu at soif achila. Then I would have thought that the chiyuv Zimun is only if they ate from the beginning of the meal till the end, then there's a chiyuv Zimun. But since there are two Mishnais that are saying the same thing, Shaminan, we learn from this, Dafilu, Mitchila Sachila, that even from the beginning of the meal, Chal Alein Chiyuv, Ein Rishon L'Chalik, then they're already obligated, and even if they ate apart, they cannot divide themselves, they have to regroup and have a Zimun together. The question is, what is Tchila and what is Soif? That we're going to have two Pshatim now in the Gemara. We should point out that when the Gemara says Kam B'Tchila, the way the Charedim is learning is Kam B'Tchila is the Chiddush. Kam B'Soif is one Mishnah alone without a Chiddush. As the Charedim explained, that if there would only be one Mishnah, then I would say you have to go from the beginning till the Soif, whatever that is exactly, to Pshatim. Kamashmalon, an extra Mishnah, the Chiddush B'Tchila. Kam B'Tchila, that's the Chiddush. By saying an extra Mishnah, then you're telling me it's enough if they grouped together only at the beginning of the meal, and they didn't go all the way to the end. They still have a Chiyuv Zimun, because it was Chal on them at the beginning of the meal, the Chiyuv Zimun, and we don't look at what happened later. Ask the Gemara, Ezeu B'Tchila V'Ezu B'Soif. What do you mean by the beginning and by the end? Train Amaroyan. There are two Amaroyan, two different opinions. Chad Omer, one says, Nosnu das lechol zeo b'tchila. If they just thought about eating together, they spoke amongst themselves, let's eat together, that's tchila. Ochlu kizayis zeo b'soif. If they ate a kizayis together, that's considered the end. In other words, even if they ate other kizayis separate, however, if one kizayis was eaten, that would be considered besoif. So in other words, the way the Charedim was learning, had there only been one mission, I would say you have to go to the end, meaning not to the end of the meal, but you at least have to eat a kizayis together. Kamashim on the mission, you say the extra mission, no, betchila is enough. And what does betchila mean? You don't have to eat anything together. Just talking about it, just giving das that you want to eat together, that already obligates you. Now let us see how the Rabbeinu Yoina learns this.
And let's learn the Charedim inside, who quotes Rabbeinu Yoina Divri Amaskel Nosnu Daton Lechol, which is approximately 8-9 lines from the bottom of the Amid, right-hand column. Nosnu Dat Lechol Biyachad, they had in mind to eat together. Afal Pisha Acher Kach Ochol Kolechol Yatzmai, even though afterwards everybody ate by themselves. Einon Rishoyin Lechalik, they cannot divide up. Levor Kolechod Birchas Mazel Atzmai. Ela B'Zimma, they have to regroup and bench together with Zimma. Upirish Arav Rabbeinu Yoina, the Zeo Teretz Abavli. This is what the Bavli gives as a Teretz. The Omar, Dashmin, the Mishnah Yisera, the Mishnah Yisera teaches us, Afilu Yoshu Lechel, they sat down to eat. Va'adayin loy ochlu, they did not yet eat. Chayovin Lezamin, they have to be Mezamin. V'chein Halacha, and so is the Halacha. The Kosov, the Thomas Vorzu, and the Rabbeinu Yoina writes, what's the logic of this? The Kiv and the Gomru Bedaiton, Lechel B'Yachad, the Yivorchu Yachad, since they had in mind that we're going to eat as a group together and bench together, Nimtze Shekvar Gomru Bedaiton L'Asoyson Mitzvah Zimun. So they had already in mind to make a Mitzvah Zimun, of a group benching together. The Kiv and Shekiblu L'Asoyson Mitzvah, Yeshlam L'Kaima, since they decided amongst themselves to do the mitzvah, they have to fulfill it. So from the simple reading of the Rabbeinu Yoina, it would seem that betchila, the chiddush betchila, is even if they didn't eat anything together, they just had in mind to eat together. Nosnu das lechol, but there was no actual eating as a group whatsoever. Not even less than a kazayis. There was nothing. They didn't start eating together. They just made up that they're going to be a group. So again, if there's only one Mishnah, we go to the Soif. Soif means at least the Kazayis together. Even if they broke up then, they have to regroup. Chiddush, the extra Mishnah, is Tchila. Tchila, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, is that they didn't eat at all together. They just had in Das to eat together. That's already Mechayiv them in Zimun. They have to regroup, even if they ate totally separately, and they have to bench together and make Zimun. Notice that the Rabbeinu Yoina says that the halacha is like this shita, that even if they had das, that's enough to be mechayev them in Zimun. Let us see what the halacha lemaisa is, but before we do that, let's see what the second Amoira learned pshat in the Mishnah. The Charn Amar, the last line on the Amid, the other Amoira said, no, that's not Chil and Soif, but rather, Ochlu Kezayis Zeo B'Tchila. The Chiddush is that if they ate a Kezayis, as we turn to Daf, Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, Gomru Achilas and Zeo B'Soif. If they finished the entire meal, that's B'Soif. Again, the way the Haredim was learning, if there would only have been one Mishnah, I would have said that you have to finish the whole meal from beginning to end. That's the Chiv of Zimun. Kamash Malon, the extra Mishnah, no, the Chiddush, Tchila, that even if you only ate a Kezayis together, that's enough, but at least you have to eat a Kezayis. So from these different shitas, what did the Rabbeinu Yoina tell us is the halacha? The halacha is Tchila, and which Tchila? Not the Tchila of Kezayis, but the Tchila of Nosnu Das Lechol, even if they didn't eat anything together. And Rabbeinu Yoina says, V'chein halacha. Lefi ha'niyazdaiti, would seem that this is not halacha l'maisa, even though Rabbeinu Yoina says it. If we look in the Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Tzad Gimel Sif Dalid, this is the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber states, Shloisha sheyoshvu lechol, three that sat down to eat together, Ubor chubirchus ha'maitzi, they said ha'maitzi, and if you say ha'maitzi, you have to eat something, otherwise a brachah l'vatala. Afilu kol echad oichel mikikra, even though each one is now eating from his own roll, his own piece of bread. Vafilu lo yochel adayin kezayis, and even though they didn't eat a full kezayis, less than a kezayis, pas, einam rishon l'chalik, they can't divide up, even if they ate separately afterwards, they have to regroup. Umashma, it would seem, this is what I am saying, that it would seem from the Mechaber, that they began to eat, but they didn't eat a kezayis. But it wasn't machshav alone, because the chiddush is afilu lo yochel adayin kezayis. He made a maitzi. They ate something. How much? Less than a kezayis. And in fact, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkat Nechav Ches, Vizel Ushainai, Hainu afilu roitza ligmur sudasa kaidim shigim racherim. He wants to finish the suda before the others. Kivan shahachiv shal zimun chal kvar olav. Bahas cholas achila shaloi. even though the Chiyuv Zimun already was chal on him at the beginning of his eating. So again, it would seem that you have to eat something. So in actuality, although the Rabbeinu Yonah said the halacha is, even nasnu das lechel and they ate nothing, that's already a Chiyuv Zimun, because since you made up that you're going to do Zimun, you have to do it. You're a makabel on yourself, so you have to do it. It seems that no, you have to at least start your achila. It's in between. One shita here in the Gemara says that the tchila is nasnu das lechel. The other shita says that the tchila is achlu kezayis. Halacha lemaisa, it seems, not like Rabbeinu Yonah, that you have to eat, but not, you don't have to eat a kezayis. That is called tchila. And from the eating, even though less than a kezayis, then you already have a chiyuv zimun. But if you would eat nothing, then l'chayra, not like Rabbeinu Yonah would seem, the halacha lemaisa, then you do not have to make a zimun if you just gomru das lecho. The last chredim on the Amud, on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, points out that if we hold ochlu kezayis b'soif, why would I say that you have to eat a kezayis? Or, according to the other sheet, the ochlu kezayis is actually the chiddush of tchila. So the Charedim says, because eating a kezayis, that's mechayiv you in birchas hamazon. Less than a kezayis, you don't have to bench. So since a kezayis is the shear that you have to eat, the amount that you have to eat to be chayiv in benching, memela, that's why it's also the amount that's mechayiv you to make a zimun. But as we pointed out, halacha lemaisa, we paskin, even less than a kezayis is mechayiv you in zimun, as long as you began to eat together. Continues the Gemara, Rav Abba, b'shem Rav Chuna. Rav Abba said in the name of Rav Chuna, and also Rav Zeira, b'shem Abba Bar Yirmiya. Rav Zeira said the same thing in the name of Abba Bar Yirmiya. So we have here three Manda Amrim who hold the same thing, Rav Abba and Rav Chuna. And we have four Manda Amrim who hold the same thing, Rav Abba and Rav Chuna and Rav Zeira. And Abba Bar Yirmiya, that what? That Shloisha Chayva Shnayim Rishus. Our Mishnah states that three people who eat together are Mechuyev to be Mezamen. What about two? So all of these Mandi Amrim hold that two is Rishus, it's optional. But if you want, you could do it. You're not Mechuyev to do it, but you can. Amra Rab Zeira, Kume Rab Yasa. So Rab Zeira said this halacha in front of Rabbi Yassa, Amar Leis, so Rabbi Yassa said to Rabbi Zeira, Ani, as for me, Ein li ela Mishnah, I go with our Mishnah. What does it say in our Mishnah? Shloisha, she'ochlu, ka'achas, chayov mezamen. Three who ate together, mechuyev to be mezamen. And as the Charedim points out, top Charedim, left-hand column, v'hochi parch minob b'bavli, in fact, the Bavli uses our Mishnah to ask the Kasha, l'mandi yom rishus, the one who holds that two is rishus, because the other Mandi Homer holds that two is not rishus, you're not allowed to be mezamen less than three. The masnisin mashma shloisha in shnayim lo yizamnu afilim rotsu. Even if they want, they should not make a zimun together. Midaloitani nami ushnayim rishus. Since the Mishnah doesn't say shloisha she'ochlu chayovim lezamen v'shnayim rishus. Since the Mishnah didn't add that phrase, that two is rishus, from that we can deduce that two is not allowed. The only ones who can be mezamen are three. Perhaps the two, it's considered a Shem Shemam Levatol, you're saying Hashem's name in the Zimun, and there is no three. The only Chiv is three. Two is not an option. Two is Osir. It's important to point out here that Reb Zeira did not reply. It would seem, perhaps, and one of the Mephorshim we'll see later in the Gemara holds this way, that Reb Zeira agreed to Reb Yassa. When Reb Yassa pointed out our Mishnah to Reb Zeira, he didn't respond. Shtika koido, he admitted to him. You're right, from the Mishnah would seem, since the Mishnah didn't add Shnayim Rishus, that Shnayim is not Rishus. Shnayim should not make a Zimun together, only three. Continues the Gemara, Rabbonin de Hocha Kidatun. Rabbonin de Hossam Kidatun. The Gemara is telling us that there is a Lishitasa here. The Rabbonin of over here of Eretz Yisrael are going like other Rabbonim of Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbonim of there of Bavel are going like another Gadol from Bavel. The question of our Gemara is, when a Mishnah states like our Mishnah, Shloisha She'ochlu, and doesn't speak about two, do I say that the Shloisha is Dafka and two not, they're not allowed to make Zimun, or do I say it's Lav Dafka, that two is also acceptable? Why does it say three? As we're going to see in the Pnei Moshe, that three is L'chatchila. We have another Mishnah that's in Masech the Sanhedrin and of Bezumet Aleph, where the Mishnah says, Dinei Mominus B'Shloisha, that for Dinei Mominus, you need three Dayanim to Paskin Dinei Mominus. What about if you have two Dayanim, and they Paskin the Din? Is it a good Din or is it not a good Din? It's the same question. When the Mishnah says, Dinei Mominus B'Shloisha, Shloisha Dafka, and two not, their Din is not a Din, even B'Dievet. Or do we say Shloisha is L'chatchila, but if two made a din, it's also b'dieved considered a din. So in this, we're going to see a l'shitasoi. The Rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael go like the Rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael by Sanhedrin, that three and not two. The same thing here by Zimun, three and not two. The Rabbanim of Bavel go l'shitas, a gadol from Bavel who held that l'chatchila three, but b'dieved two by Sanhedrin. So too by Zimun, l'chatchila three, b'dieved two. Let us see the Charedim. Rabbanan Dehocha, Rav Yasa, Shehu Mechachmi Eretz Yisrael, Sheboi Chayver Yerushalmi. Interesting that the Charedim tells us the Yerushalmi that we've been learning, where does the Yerushalmi come from? It comes from Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbanan of here, of Eretz Yisrael that created the Yerushalmi, and in our sugya, that is Rabbi Yasa, who held that Ein Li Ela Mishnah Shloisha She'ochlu Kach Chayom Mezamen, and two are not allowed to be Mezamen, only three. Rabbi Yasa was from Eretz Yisrael. So he is going to go Kidatun. Let us see the next item. Kalimer, Lomdu Din Zimun Mikabola Acher Shehoysa Michachmi Artsum Dehem Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yasa is going to go L'shitas Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan in the Din of Sanhedrin. Only three and not two Dayanim. For Rabbanan Dehosam continues the Charedim, Rav Zeira. This is Rav Zeira of our Gemara in Bavli. He's called Rav Zeira. To have him in Bavel, he was from Bavel. Kedatun shekiblu mishmuel to who the Bavel. We'll see. That Legabi Sanhedrin, Shmuel holds, if two Dayanim Paskin, it is a good din, b'dieved. So Rav Zeira is going like Lishitas Shmuel. Let us see, the Pnei Moshe explains it a little more. It's approximately in the middle, or two-thirds down in the small lines, in the right-hand column. Rabbanan Kedatun, Rabbanan Dehosam Kedatun, Mefarsha Shas, Dekula L'shita Sai Azli, everybody's going according to their own shita. The sheet of Eretz Yisrael or the sheet of Bavel. Rabbanan Dehocha V'hainu Rabbi Yasa Deheshel Rabbi Zeira the Daikinim and Mishnah Shloisha Daika Avoshnaim Ein Mizamim. Rabbi Yasa held that it's three and not two. Otherwise, it should have said two. Lishitas Rabbanan Dehocha. He's going according to the Chachmi Eretz Yisrael V'hainu Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish the Heim Rabbanan Eretz Yisrael Usvir Lula Kamon to call Heicha the Tani Masnis and Shloisha B'Dafku. We're going to see by Dinim on Mishnah Shloisha it's only three and not two. Their din will not be a din. The zimun of two is no zimun. You should not be mizam. For Rabbanan Dehosam, the Rabbanan of Bavel, Vahainu. Now the Pnei Moshe adds, it's not only Rab Zeira, but Rab Abba. If we look back at the Man D'Omrim who told us that Shnayim Rishus by Zimun, we have Rab Abba in the name of Rav Chuna, and we have Rab Zeira, which is Rab Zeira in the name of Abba Bar Yirmiyah. So the Pnei Moshe is telling us, whereas the Charedim only said Rav Zeira is from Bavel, but actually the Pnei Moshe says it's Rav Abba and Rav Zeira that came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, but they originated from Bavel. They're going according to the Shita of the Chachamim Lishita Said, Rabbanan Dehosam. They're going according to the Babylonian Rabbanan, Azli, Vahainu, Shmuel Dulekameh. This is going to be Shmuel. So let us see who the Rabbanan are that hold three is lav dafke, but two is good as well. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Omar Shnaim Shadanu Dinam Din Elishu Nikra Bezn Chatzav. If two dayanim, although the Mishnah says Dinam Amos B'Shalashe, but if two did a din, their din is b'dieved a din, Elishu Nikra Bezn Chatzav. They're called a chutzpah dike bezn, and the Charedim explains why. Divrei Amaskel Chatzav, She'avru al Takanas Chacham. The Chacham made a takana that you need three, and you go ahead and make a bezdin with two. Yes, your din is going to be a din b'dieved, but that's chutzpah. You're going against the takanas chachamim who required three. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Tarvai and Amram, they both said afilu shnayim shedanu, even b'dieved, if two made a din tyra, ain din on din. Their din is not a din. Let us see the Pnei Moshe. Shmuel Amr, the second medium wide line. The Amr Shmuel Perakamad Sanan Balach Alev Shnaim Shadonat the name Din. Vahadik Tani Basis Nasim. Dine Mamas Bishloisha. So how does Shmuel learn the Mishnah? It says Shloisha. Hainu Lechatchilo. Aval B'dieved Afilu Shnaim Shadonu Dineim Din. Vahua Din. The Lechatchilik Tani Basis in the Shloisha Bein Lezimun. Vahaz Chayva Len. Aval B'dieved Afilu Shnaim and writes in Lezamun Mazamun. So this is how Shmuel learns the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And this is how Rav Abba and Rav Zeir are going. Lashitas, their fellow Babylonian Shmuel, will learn our mission of Zimun. Zimun is a chiv by three. Lechatchila, Babiriyevet, two could make Zimun. The mission in Sanhedrin Shmuel learns three is a lechatchila. Babiriyevet, if you did a din imam is betu, your takya chutz b'dikabezin, but your din is a din. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Lakish continues to say, "Maish Tarvayin Amri Hasam Afilu Shnayim Shadonu Klamer Afilu B'dieved Shekvar Donu." They already paskin the din with two dayanim. Ain the name din. The Shloish the Tana Masis Nasu B'dafke V'achinam Shloish Adafke Avol Shnayim Afilu Imrotzu Lezamin Ain Mezamin. So Rav Yasa, who was from Eretz Yisrael, goes according to the sheet of his chachamim, the chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Who are they? Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shlakish. They say by Sanhedrin, even B'dieved the din is not a din. Shloisha and the mission is dafka. Two cannot paskan a din. Who a din by Zimun? Rabbi Yasa holds our mission is the same thing. Shloisha dafka is a chiv Zimun. Two cannot make a Zimun. They are not allowed to make a Zimun. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chuna, Amar Rav Chuna said, Shloisha shachlu zeb b'fnei atzmah. Zeb b'fnei atzmah, if he had three people, each one ate by himself. All three ate separately, and then they joined together, they would make a zimun. And Rav Chisda explains what this means. Rav Chisda Amar Vehen Shabal Mishalish Chaburas. They came from three groups where there was a chiv zimun on each group. And how did these three individuals coming from three groups, how were they allowed to go away from where they were? There was an emergency perhaps, or the other people who were with them left, and they're stranded. And now these three individuals from three groups are coming together. They can join for a zimun. What is the next line state? Al date de Rav Zeira v'chavursei. This is according to the das of Rav Zeira and his group. V'hein she'achlu shloisha kachas. When we say that these three individuals left three chaburas, each chabura had three people. So there was a chi of zimun in each group, and for some reason or other, they did not make the zimun. They disbanded, and these three individuals had a chi of zimun on them initially from the group of three that each individual came from, and therefore now, even though these three individuals did not eat together, but since they had a chiv zimun from the group that they came from, now they will join together in a zimun. Let us begin with the Charedim. How the Charedim learns this sugya. Says the Charedim, in the left-hand column, approximately 10 lines down, Rav Chisda Omar, whom is Sayim al-Daita de Rav Zeira. So according to the Charedim, the words al-Daita de Rav Zeira are a continuation of Rav Chisda's remarks. Rav Chisda said that these three individuals can be mitzarf, even though they didn't eat together. But that's only if they came from three chaburas. And then he adds, al daita de Rav Zeira, kloimar, va'afilu l'Rav Zeira. The Charedim adds a word here, and this is the difficult part of the Charedim's pshat, otherwise it's a beautiful pshat, but the word afilu is missing in our Gemara. What is the Charedim's pshat? Va'afilu l'Rav Zeira d'amar le'il. Chabura shnayim mizamnim rishus. That two people who ate together to make a zimun is rishus. Imbo mishloisha chabura shal shnayim shnayim. Loinis chayvu hashta. Afo pishem shloisha b'zimun. Here you have three individuals. They came from three groups of two. Now according to Rav Zeira, that's a rishus too. So will I say now that since they each came from a chabur of two, where there was a rishus to make zimun, now they can join together, there's a chiv to join together for zimun of these three individuals? No. Eladafke kibo mishloisha shel shloisha shloisha. Only three groups, each group of three. The chal chiv alem b'mkarmatila. They had a chiv. Optional is not enough to make them now be mechuyev in zimun. Cain, Mefurish, but Bavli, Nunamid Aleph, Milsa, Reb Chisda. That's how the Bavli explains Reb Chisda. And just one more piece of Charedim, Rav Zeira v'chaburtei, it's not Chavruse, his Chavrusa, but Rav Zeira and his Chabura. Who's the Chabura? Who's the group? K'moy Nizruka mipi Chabura. We have this expression in Shas, that this halacha was thrown out from a group. And here, as we mentioned at the beginning of this sugya, there's a big group here. Haim kol nilvim elov bisfarase. All the Tamid Chachamim who joined together with Rav Zeira, in his Sfora, that Shnayim Rishus. Who are they? Rav Huna, because it was Rav Abba in the name of Rav Huna. V'Rab Abba, Rav Abba who quoted Rav Huna. And Abba Bar Yirmiyah, because Rav Zeira said in the name of Abba Bar Yirmiyah. So you have really a group of four Gedolim who said Shnayim Rishus. So that's how the Charedim learns the sugi here. The only problem is the word afilu. But what is the pshat of the Charedim? That you need to have three groups of three. And even according to Rav Zeira and his group that said that Shnayim Rishus, but if you want to make a chiev under three individuals who are coming from three chaburas, then even Rav Zeira and his group will agree that each chabura had to have three in it, and two, which is optional, that's not enough to make a zimun, a chiv zimun of the three individuals who are coming from the three groups of two. It's only three individuals who are coming from three groups of three. This is the pshat of the chareit. The Ramban learns that al-date de Rav Zeira is actually mechulik on Rav Chisda, who was explaining Rav Chuna. Says the Ramban, here's how we're going to learn al-date de Rav Zeira. Al-date de Rav Zeira v'chav, probably will be better according to Ramban, v'chavruse and his chavrusa. There's no more a chabur, it's only one individual besides Rav Zeira, as we'll soon explain. V'hein sha'achu shloisha ke'achas. Who is the chavrusa of Rav Zeira? That's Rav Yasa. As we mentioned before in the Gemara, that Rav Zeira did not respond to Rav Yasa's raya from the Mishnah. When Rav Yasa said, Ani, Engli, Ela Mishnah, Shloisha, Shachal, Kachas, Kachal, Zaman, three and not two, I go with the sheet of Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That three is Dafke, and not two, as we find by Sanhedrin. Rav Zeira did not respond to Rav Yasa's raya from the Mishnah that Shloisha is Dafke. And the Ramban learns that Rav Zeira accepted Rav Yasa's psak that Shnayim should not be mezamen. Only three are mezamen, and not two. So it comes out, al-dati de Rav Zeira v'chavruse, according to Rav Zeira and his chavruse Rav Yasa, v'hein sh'achlu shloisha ka'achas. Hein sh'achlu shloisha ka'achas is not referring to the each chabura has to have three, but rather, no, the only time you make zimun is if three people eat together. And just like Rav Yasa and Rav Zeira, who we're learning now, agrees to Rav Yasa, his chavrusa, no more chabura. Chabura was if you hold Shnayim Rishus is a chabura. But if you hold that Shnayim should not be mezamen, that's two people are holding that, Rav Yasa and Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira, who didn't respond to Rav Yasa, he was masking to Rav Yasa. So these two Amaroyim, they hold that just like Shloisha Ochlu Ka'achas means that two not, so also three chaburas, and you have an individual from the three chaburas, even if the three chaburas would have each chabura of three, but no, the chiv zimun is only if three people ate together. Not that they're coming from three chaburas. Just like two is, there's no zimun, so too, if they're coming from three chaburas, there's no zimun. So al-dat de Rav Zeira, according to the Ramban, is mechulik with Rav Chisda and Rav Chuna. The only difficulty, l'chayra, in this pshat is, why does it say Rav Zeira v'chavrusa referring to Rav Yasa? It should say the Iker. The Iker is Rav Yasa and his chavrusa, that would be Rav Zeira. because Rabbi Zeira is maskim to Rabbi Yassa, but the Ikr Pshat is from Rabbi Yassa, unless the Gemara wants to make the Chiddush here that Rabbi Zeira was also maskim to Rabbi Yassa, and that's why it mentions Rabbi Zeira and doesn't mention his Chavrusa, Rabbi Yassa, who we know holds that you have to have three. The Gemara is saying the Chiddush that even Rabbi Zeira was maskim to his Chavrusa, Rabbi Yassa. This is how the Ramban learns. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yoina al Hadad Rav Chuna. Rabbi Yoina established a din based on what Rav Chuna said before. Let's see the Charedim. Rabbi Yoina, around 6-7 lines from the end of the Charedim, the left hand column, Midinoi shel Rav Chuna bebircha zimun. Umash appears from Chizda Olav. Lamed Rabbi Yoina ledin tfilas ezov lahazois boy letame meis. Rabbi Yoina learned the halacha legabe, sprinkling the ashes of the paraduma that were mixed in water onto a tame mace in order to be metahar him. This is part of the process of his tahara, that the afer of the paraduma had to be sprinkled on the tame individual. So Rabbi Yoina learned a din concerning this sprinkling from what Rav Chuna said concerning Bircha Zimun with the explanation of Rav Chisda on Rav Chuna. Now, what is the halacha that Rav Yoina is referring to? This is the halacha of sprinkling the Efer Poraduma and the Mechatas onto the Tomei Mace using an Agudas Ezoif. Where do we find Agudas Ezev, a bunch of Ezev, which is normally translated as hyssops? Where do we first find it? We find it pertaining to Klal Yisrael sprinkling the dung on their doorposts and lintel, and they had to do it with an Agudas Ezev. Aguda means a bunch, which we learn is three stalks of hyssop. And through Xerishav of Ezoiv Ezoiv, from Tomei Meis, learning it from the Agudas Ezoiv in Mitzrayim, we learned that three stalks of hyssop have to be used for the Tahara of a Tomei Meis. The stalks have to be in a bundle, dipped in to the Efer of the Pora Duma and the Mechatas, and then sprinkled. So there's tibble, dipping in, and mazeh, sprinkling. So Rabbi Yoina learnt, based on Rav Chuna and Rav Chisda's explanation of Rav Chuna, the following, that hitbel shloisha ezoivoy, zeh b'fnei atzmai, v'zeh b'fnei atzmai, v'zeh b'fnei atzmai. If he had dipped three stalks of the hyssop, each stalk separately, then this arvu, and then these three stalks joined together, mazem bohen, he can now use these three independent stalks as an agudas ezoiv, as a bundle of hyssops, so that he can sprinkle the tamei meis. Rav Chisda said, vehein shabo mishalosh chavilos. That's only if these three individual hyssops came from three bundles of hyssops. Just like Rav Chisda said concerning Zimun, that three individuals, Rav Chuna told us, can join together. Said Rav Chisda, that's only if they came from three chaburois, that each chabura ate together, and then these three individuals are from those three chaburois. So too here, you want to use three individual hyssops, azovs. That's only if they were previously dipped as a group together, and then you took one from each group and made a new group. And now we have the same as we had before by Zimun. Al date de Rav Zeira v'chavruse v'hu shehitpo shloishtan ka'achas. And again, we will have the Charedim and the Ramban. The Charedim will learn that even a filu, even according to Rav Zeira, who says whenever you have the number three, it's lav dafka three, you could have two also. But when here, where you're trying to form a new group that was never a group together, this bundle was never a bundle together. They're coming, Rav Chisda said, from three other bundles. How big do those three other bundles have to be? V'hu shehitlu shloshtan ka'achas. That's if the previous three bundles had three each in each of the three bundles. And now one Ezev separated from each bundle of three. So now the three individual Ezovs can form a new Agudas Ezov. And those Ezovs that were dipped previously as part of a Agudas Ezov previously, so you had these three Agudas Ezovs, they were dipped. Now one from each Agudas Ezov can join together to make a new Agudas Ezov, and it doesn't have to be dipped again. It could be sprinkled on to the Tamei Mace. That's how the Charedim will learn the Sugya, and the Ramban will again say that Al Dati Rav Zeira is Mechulik with Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, if it comes from three groups, that's good. According to Rav Zeira, no, it's not good. The only time you can use an Agudas Ezov is if these three, from beginning to end, were a group together. It's not good when you have three individual stocks of hyssop that were part of other groups and now